parsha. We're going to get A on the parsha and B for Shabbos. First thing is the mitzvah of Hakel, which you find in this mitzvah parsha. So there's a very interesting chiyuv. They're told to bring taf. Bring a kid. It means even a child, an infant who wasn't higiyah l'chinuch, could have to bring this taf. Chazal asked Rashi, bring this. What's the point? What's the point of bringing the taf? So you have a very, very interesting answer. Liten schar l'meviyeh. You have schar to the ones bringing it. So alpanav hadvarim t'mur l'yaisa. If there's a te'elis for the taf, so then what's your question? The reason you bring the taf, the reason you're told to bring the taf, is for the taf to get that te'elis, right? You know, if someone who doesn't, the kid, who doesn't even understand what's going on, but something's going to seep into his psyche, that's going to, subconsciously, it's going to become part of him in the future, so then that's why you're supposed to bring him. What's the kashya? Elomai, the premise l'chayra of the question of why do you bring them is that we perceive, we understand the understanding that there's no point, right? So if there's no point, so it's very weird then. Now bring this infant, which there's no point to bring, and what's the point of bringing him? So you get schar for bringing him. If there's a te'elis, that's why you have to bring him. If there's no te'elis, why? What's the schar that you're getting from EVM? What's this wonderful thing that you did? What was your job? So they say various things. I'd like today to discuss a Sfasemis, Tafresh Lama Dalad, just his, because of the aside that he says, and we'll find that he's an interesting company from an unexpected source. The Sfasemis writes like this. He poses the question, which is a Pashtik Shaila, everyone has a Shaila. Ach bevadai, he says, first of all, there is a Tayelis. A Taf can get a Tayelis, even if not understanding. Where do I see that? I see that from last week's parsha. Atem nitzovim kulchem. And it says tapchem, right? So there were tapchem were there too. So there was no issue about what tapchem are doing, right? Tapchem were there. Why? Because la'avrcha v'bris, whatever it was, the tapchem being there, even though they don't have an understanding, but they can be affected by what's going on. They can be affected. So ach bevada is okter. That's muchach. Otherwise, what's the litan schar? Ach bevadai gam taf ein chidush. That's not a chidush yuchlu lekabel he'ora with an aleph b'nafshoisom al yedei hatayr. Avada, they can get something that will be, you know, in their souls, an oyer in the neshamas, which will serve them in later life. Harayu oimer, because haray it says atem nitzovim hayoyim tap. So, what's the nechuda here? Ach, he says a meridik thing. Ach, ki lekol davar tzrichim his oirus ha'odom. You don't zeiche to get an aliyah in ruchnias without a his oirus, without the person doing something to be ma'oirer. That's the way the world works. To be ma'oirer, to get a ta'elis, a ruchnias from the Eberster, it's a freebie, because you don't deserve anything be'etzim. But the way that one gets this freebie is you make a ishtadlis, you need a his oirus from the mensch, and then the Eberster will give it to them. Right? Ki likol dover tzrichim his oirus ha'odom. V'Hashem yizbarach yiftiach, for example, the Eberster takes as a pasuk very interesting. He says, the Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. How's it called? How's it said? How's it expressed? V'Hashem yizbarach yiftiach ki lo yisishochach mi pi zarei. What's leisi shochach mi pi zarei? The mouth doesn't remember or forget. It's leisi shochach mi zarei. Right? What's the mouth? Very difficult. Hashem yizbarach yiftiach ki leisi shochach mi pi zarei. She'ein atayre mishtakachas. Mikol mokoim nemar mi pi. What's bothering him? If it's leisi shochach mi zarei, what's mi pi? Pirush, sheyuchal ish Yisrael bekoichai bepiv limtzai ha'ora bedivrei Torah utfila. If you're misoirer to use your path for Torah, if you misoirer to use your path for tefillah, It's still the Eibishter will give you Torah. It'll never be forgotten. But how? Mipi. If you use the peh and make the Yisairis, make the Ishtadlis to learn, to daven. Harchev picho v'amalehu. That's the Pasuk says, right? Harchev picho v'amalehu. You have to open your mouth and I'll fill it up, right? That's this idea. If there'll be a Klal Yisrael, there will be those who will be misayir and do that. They will. I guarantee that they will always be zeicher. There will always be a Klal Yisrael that is there. That's what it says. Nemar mipi pirusha yuchal ishmi Yisrael bekeichay bepiv limtzei ha'ara b'divrei Torah u'tefila v'haklal. And then he goes on. He's building this step by step. Ki ein shum dover. Now he says a big yisayir. That nothing can be done. A person, how do you do a mitzvah? You're doing a mitzvah and you're being megala ruchnias and all this big stuff you're doing in a mitzvah. Where does a person get the koyach to have that? The Torah says you don't. The Rabbeinu Shalom is doing it for you. The Rabbeinu Shalom is helping you. You think you're doing the mitzvah? The Rabbeinu Shalom is doing the mitzvah for you. He's giving you the koyach to do it. What? Vaklal. He ain't shum davar nigmar b'li eser elyon. Without the help of the elyon, v'gam kol ha-mitzvah v'aveda sa'odam ha-koyul me'ashem yizbarach. Everything's the Rabbeinu Shalom doing it. Kimaimer mimcha hakol, like there's a chazal, mimcha hakol. It's not a maimer, it's in Divrei Yomim actually. It's a possible. Mimcha hakol. No, what? So then what are we getting schar for mitzvahs for if the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving us the idea? What's the schar for? Ach bevadak yesh la'odam chelik tzas. A person has a little bit chelik in the mitzvahs he's doing. And that's what he's getting. So, how? V'hu al yidei harotzain v'his oirish shabai. With the rotzen to do the mitzvah, with the hisayrus that a person does the mitzvah, the Eibishter gives you the mitzvah. Same yisod. He said this yisod that you get from the Rabbeinu Shalom with hisayrus. If a person is misayrur for to do the mitzvah and makes the shtadlus to do the mitzvah, the Eibishter gives it to him. But the Eibishter giving it to him. Imcha hakol. Al yesh lo adam chelik tzas. Who are you there? Rotzen v'hisayrus shabai. With that, he teaches. Next step. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. The Mishnah Novice tells us what schar mitzvah mitzvah. So this is a bissel ha'taych. V'isa schar mitzvah mitzvah pirish she gufa mitzvah hu rak schar Hashem yizbarach she yuchal la'soysay al yedei eizei rotzen shehayaloi nos al yedei eizei rotzen shehayaloi nos an Hashem scharoi she yuchal la'soysay. The schar that you get for your machshav of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. The schar that you get. So what did you do? You have the desires, and the Eibishter gives you the mitzvah. That's the question. So I've added now. Now we're going. Now bring it all back to Taf. Taf definitely can get a Tayelis, but a Tayelis is only gotten al yedeya his desires, right? What's taf coming for? The inconvenience of the taf ain't tayelis. There's nothing. That's nothing. So the taf could theoretically get from the Rabbeinu Shalom. But since the way of getting is only through a hisayrus, through a ishtadlus, where's the ishtadlus through which he's going to get it? What's the point? The taf isn't going, isn't do, everything's a matana, and the matana is only given with the achana, and the taf's not doing the achana. That's the kash. Al zeh kushya taf boyin, ki b'schar tircha shalem ein tayelis. Val zeh hatshuva. And that's the tshuva that Chazal give. Litein schar lemeviyeim. Mayur de kechidish. Ki tirchas ho'av uretzoynei lahamshech es tapov la'avoydasa yizbarach. The tircha of the father to bring his kid for avoydas Hashem, to bring him to hakel. Hi ha'goyrem eschar sheyitin Hashem yizbarach ha'or alabonav. Mayur de kechidish. It's the hisoyer. That litein schar lemeviyeim. It's not the type that the father's going to have. Get a schar, it's going to be racked up to the father's hisayrus, the father's ishtadlus of bringing the kid. He's bringing it for the purpose of the kid. If he's bringing that because that ishtadlus, the schar that the father will get is that the kid gets the har. So you have a meritic thing over here. One person can be mishtadl, right? One person can be mishtadl, and the other person can get the har. And then he goes on there. I'm not going to go through the whole Sfas Emes. Then he goes on there. That this is, I guess, he's bringing it. See this? And a poshet, a person who can't be mispalel properly or whatever, if he's nisbatel to the tzaddik. So the tzaddik, with his ishtadlis for that person, So the schar that the tzaddik will get for the ishtadlus of that person will be that the person will have that siyata d'shmaya for which the tzaddik was mispalos. So that's what he takes it to other places. But that's what he learns in schar l'viviyayim. That the kid could be some get, otherwise what are you bringing him for? What's the schar? The teretz is, but to get it, the necessary prerequisite for which the Rebbeinu Shem, which is necessary for the Rebbeinu Shem to give it, is the ishtadlus. The litain schar l'miviyayim, that what they are deserving now of the schar because of this matana, because of their ishtadlus, and what's the schar that they get? If their hatanig was lahamshech as top of lavoidosoi, that's gairim schar, the Eibishter will give that ha'ara l'bona. But the aside, a yesod. So that's tam and into that. That's a yesod over here that could be that has to do maybe. There's a lot of things that there's a panim yofis that hafla, and there's other places where, you know, we're mizvada. This whole shaila that we're mizvada. Anachnu vaviseinu chatanu. So what are you being mizvada for your father exactly? Don't what are you being masker derchet? You're a yofis. So there's a panim yofis that says that if a son is got the chet from the father, he's connected, the tshuva of the son can turn it to the father, to zachis, can be mechaper for the father. The tshuva of the son, that's why we're being zvada, anachnu, that's what I think, why it says anachnu v'aviseinu chatanu. It has a little bit of a havana with this fasemis, it has a little bit of a havana, what it means. What one person does can affect another person if there's a connection. Okay. But the etzim yisoy that he said, which was lechayre should strike us as a real chsidish avort, is that the mitzvah itself you're be'etzim not doing. That's to the Eibush, right? That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is doing. Your hishtadlus is your hisoyrus. Your hishtadlus. That's all you could do. And then it's a matan. Then even then you shouldn't be able to pull off this mitzvah. Mitzvah you're getting schar ruchni for a physical thing. That's not shayach. Be'etzim the only reason because Eibush gave it to you. But what do you? He gives it to you. Your job is the ishtadlus and the hisoyrus, and then to do it. But understand when you're doing it that it's through all the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doing it through you, giving you the kayach to do it. So that sounds a little bit thing. So I'll give you another mocker that someone says the following lashon. It's talking there about the person giving stock and helping his friend. Im yachlit la'ozrei b'shas doichkei, if a person decides to help his friend b'shas doichkei, when he doesn't have parnosa or needs help. Roy la soisoi besimcha. One should do it besimcha. Ke oise suke. Like a person when he's oise suke. Uche shemea kol shofar. Or when a person hears the kol shofar. Should be done besimcha. Ushar mitzvahs and other mitzvahs. Now this is the bold print. Ve ikir asiyas mitzvah hi simchosoi shezachinu lakam. And the ikir asiyah of the mitzvah is the simcha that we were zeichet to, the simcha that you were doing. Your asiya is the simcha with which you are doing it. The mitzvah itself, that you're not doing. That's not you doing. This is the asiyas mitzvah, is the simcha. Ikar asiyas mitzvah, tell me that it's an important thing, but ikar asiyas mitzvah, that's what you're doing. The ikar asiyas mitzvah is that. The pu'ula, that's the pu'ula. Ikar asiyas mitzvah is that. Sounds very much like this was emes. But what I was quoting over here was a chazanish. It's an igris chazanish, chelik beis simin tzadik gimel. So the chazanish writes that again. Ushar mitzvahs ve'im yachlit lo'izrei b'shas doichkei ro'i lasis b'simcha ke'oise sukkah u'keshemei akel shayfer ushar mitzvahs ve'ikir asiyas mitzvah hisim chosesh. That's the ikir asiyas. Your ikir doing is that. That means at the very least you have two people doing the exact same pa'ula. Doing the exact same pa'ula, and lemaisa. So you know, klapi chutz. It looks like each guy spent the same amount. Each guy did everything exactly the same, right? But what's the hisayrus? What's the hachana? What's the pnimius of this person and that person? It could be a totally different thing. The schar of one of them could be astronomically different than the schar of the other person. You have to appreciate. It's not enough that you open a Gemara. Right? You have to appreciate, what are you doing? You're learning it Dvar Hashem. Right? When you daven, you have to appreciate the hachana and the hisayir is that you're talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Certainly, for Yom Kippur, it's a good thinking. That you're talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's not just, you know, it's better. It's different. It's a whole different Matzias. Because the ikir is that. The Iker is that. That could be also the Chagav in Parshas Nosai by the Nesiim. The Torah chazes over the Karbonis and the Nesiim 12 times. Same Karbonis. Why don't you just say the Karbonis? Chazal talked about it. About some. Say the Karbonis, Medrashim. Say the Karbonis, say what they brought once, and say all 12 Nesiim brought the same thing. Torah, you know, the Torahs were Medayak, a Kutzah Shal Yud, a little, a part of an ois that's extra. In Darshan Tile Tilim of Halachas. So the fact that it chazes over the same thing, I mean, you know what it feels like during the Torah. You know? Same thing, Nochamal and Nochamal and Nochamal. The Torah is not doing that for nothing. Chazal say Be'etzim, that with this it's very Muzber, that every. They ended up bringing the same thing, but the kavanas of each Shevet of bringing the thing was Lefi Tchunas Nafshan, was Lefi their own Tchunas, which means physically it looks like the same thing. Right, but it's 12 different bimahusay, 12 different karbanas, because the ikir asiya is the simcha with which they brought it. The ikir asiya is the hisayrus with which they brought it. That was chaluk in each one. That's what the Torah is coming to tell you. You could have the same thing physically, but it's chaluk beikrei v'yisayday of someone else doing the exact same pahul. Because it's not just a plus and midas chasidus, the kavan and the zayrus, the you know yeshalishem yichud. That's the mitzvah. It defines certainly defines the quality of the mitzvah. It seems from the svasemis even that is all be'etzim that you have to do. That, I mean, you have to do the pula, but all that you mikaychas atzmecha that you are doing is the zayrus or according to chaznish the simcha. That's one thing apropos to our parsha. Later on it says, V'hoya, that the Iver, Rachmana L'Slan, on Divrei Hashem, so it says, U'mitza'uhu ro'ois rabbois v'tzorois, V'omar b'yoyim ha'hu, Haloy al-ki ein elikai b'kir b'mitza'uni ha'ro'os ha'il. Person will be set with ro'ois, rabbois, many tzoros and have a lot of tzoros, and the person will say, "Why is this happening to me?" The person will come to the hakara that there's a rabbeinu shel olam, and that's why al haloki ein elikai bekirbi mitzauni harois ayla. Okay, we'll see what the hamshach is. This is an interesting hamshach. But Rav Shach zecharin levracha is medayik in the lashon apostle. The kasha is really not a kasha. That's the truth, but. The beginning of the pasuk says the secret for the vort that he says rois rabbis vitzoris. It's marech, three words, rois rabbis vitzoris. And then at the end of the pasuk it just says ki al kiena lekai bikir bi mitzauni harois ha'ila. It doesn't say mitzauni harois harabbis vitzoris. Grammatically, the kash is a non-starter because what's the adjective? What's the noun and what's the adjectives here? Ro'ois is the noun, right? The bad things. The description of these bad things. The adjectives are ro'ois, rabbois, many ro'ois, tzarois. Tzarois is miloshen tzar, that you feel pressed, you feel locked in and oppressed by these things. Those are all descriptions of the ro'ois, right? So he described the rose already. So all it has to say, once the pasuk described the rose, just repeats the noun. You describe. You don't have to keep on every time describing the adjectives, right? You just it's rose. What kind of rose are they? They're rabbis and they're tzoros. But with the fact that they're rabbis and tzoros, they're rose, right? So then all it says is nothing. Well, Shach says a mayor deki yisoid. Whether you need it for this kasha or not. That's way to shine. But in Havon it's Mayurdik. What does Rois Rabbis mean? A lot of bad things are happening to me. This goes wrong. This goes wrong. And I view each one as a separate thing. Right? So then Rabbis, that's what Rabbis means, many. So there's this one, and there's that one, and there's this one, and there's that one. Right? My car broke, the heating broke, this broke, that broke, my glasses broke. Okay. Check, but whatever. Anything. That's rabbis. Tzoros means I'm getting hit from all sides. Right? I'm being boxed in, right? I'm being hit from all sides. I'm being boxed in. This is happening to me from this side, and this is happening to me from that side, so I'll try to go here. I'm getting pushed in from that side. I'm getting pushed in. All these different things going on that are rabbis and tzoros. The only time that you view it as rabbis and tzoros is if you don't realize that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam doing it to you. If it's random, this act is happening to me, and this act is happening to me, and this act is happening to me. So then everything is bazunder, everything is separate, there's a pirud, everything is separate. Berega that you realize haloy alki ein eloi kai bekirbi, bad things are happening to you, but they're not rabbis and they're not tzoros anymore. It's not many bad things. The Eibishter is coming to teach me a lesson by doing this whole thing to me. Everything's the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Eibishter is putting me in this position. It's not rabbis. Rabbis is a period. It's a multitude. There's five different things happening to me here. There's one thing happening to you. The Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, Reb Yid, it's time to do tshuva. That's all. It's one thing. It's not rabbis. Once it's al keinel and kai bekirbi, it's not rois and it's not tzaris anymore. B'daimel is there. There's an Orachaim HaKadosh I saw in Shmoyis Perek Vov, Pasuk Tes. There it says, Klal Yisrael didn't listen to Moshe, Mikaitzer Ruach Vavoyda Kosha. So Zokta Rechaim HaKadosh, Ulai, perhaps the reason would be, Ki Litzad Sheloi Hayu B'nei Torah, because at that point, they weren't B'nei Torah, Loi Shomu, they didn't hear, Loi Shomu El Moshe, they didn't understand what he was saying. V'lezei Yikorei Kaitzer Ruach, and that's called Kaitzer Ruach, Ki HaTorah Marcheves Libay Shel Odom. The Torah is marchiv libay shel adam to understand. What's the hesber? The kaitzer shel, if it's not, what's the difference b'nei Torah or not? If it's b'nei Torah, you understand it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So then there'll be shamu. The Ribbono Shel Olam is telling you something. If you don't understand it without Torah, you don't understand it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you don't understand it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam, all these terrible things are going on with us in Mitzrayim. They have nothing to do with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have this thing going, but I have to work hard and there's no food. Everything that's going on in the thing. That's Mikaitzer Ruach Vavayda Kasha. If they would have been B'nai Torah, the Eibishter wants something from us. That's what it is. And that makes it more bearable. Also. Okay, same idea. So that's good. So whether the kasha is shver or not, but the yesod is a yesod. Person is going to be set with rabbis, tzorois, and he's going to come to the hakar baruch Hashem. He's going to realize al kiyein elokai v'kirbi. Very good. So what should happen afterwards? Okay, and the rabbanu is going to say, "Wonderful, we're good now, right? Tshuva, you did tshuva, so now all is good." What's the hamshach of the pasuk? What do you mean? The guy just came to the Hakara that everything's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Malkieinu lekai bekirbi. He came to the Hakara that everything's the Ribbono Shel Olam. The next thing is Vahanoichi Haster Aspana. Interesting. Taich Agav, what Haster means. So the Eibush, well, doesn't tell you that after the Teres. But that's a horror, right? It says Malkieinu lekai bekirbi. We're doing tshuva already. You realize you came to some hakara of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So why are we continuing with the bad? The answer is one simple thing. You're right. It's coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But what did you say? Al ki ein elokai bekirbi. The Eibush does not. The Eibush does not hear in these tzoros. What does that mean? You're looking at the Eibush as if he's gone. He left you. That's why it happened. Everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam left me. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't leave you. The Ribbono Shel Olam is here with you. The Alkein Elokai Bekirbi, it's not, it is Elokai Bekirbi. What does the Pasuk say? In the middle of David, Gam ki eilech begeitz almovas, lo yiro ro, why? Ki ato imodi. Right? You're with me at the end of the day. The Ribbono Shel Olam is there. Don't think when you have tzaras. People have tzaras. There are tzaras in the world. But it's not because the Ribbono Shel Olam left you. Like somebody asked, I forget who the Gadol was, you know, the Holocaust question. Like, where was the Ribbono Shel Olam there? So the guy said, how about they're doing it? That's where the Ribbono Shel Olam was. He's there. What do you call it? And that's a rach. I mean, whatever. The Eibishter is with you every step of the way. What the tviya here is? What do you mean? Alki ein elokai bekirbi. It's not true. And what's the midah keneged midah? So Rabbi Shalom is there, and you're saying he's not? What does that mean, he is there? He's there in a form. This is a beautiful Taichin Hasterasa. He's there in a form that you don't see, right? What's it mean? He's there. You don't, when the Rabbi Shalom, everything is bountiful and you're getting all your brachas, so you see that the Rabbi Shalom is giving, is there, right? When it's the bad, you don't see it. It's behester upon it. But he's there. He's just, like, the lights are off, so you can't see. Or the curtain's pulled, you can't see. But he's there. He's right there. He's in the same exact place. Just, you can't see. You think, what's haster, aster? So, you're meant to realize that he's there, behester. Right? What's haster, aster? I will be master it that you won't be able to realize that I'm there, behester. Haster, aster. That's the midah keneged midah. You're saying when you have these tzaros rabbis, whatever, it's good. It's only rows with Rav Shachat, it's not really good. But you're saying al kiein alekai bekirbi. You're saying it's not that he's there, behester. It's ein alekai bekirbi. The einish for that is midah keneged midah. I'll make myself keilu not there. I'll be master that. I'm there, behester. I will be master that. Even that, I won't give you the possibility to see now until you are nisayur to do tshuva. The Rabbi Nishlam is there in every single matzav, and that's a tremendous chizuk. A person thinks when they have tzaras, the Rabbi Nishlam is for, you know, forsaken me. The Rabbi Nishlam isn't forsaking you. The Rabbi Nishlam is kulei taiv. The Rabbi Nishlam, that's what gamzu l'taiva. In every matzav, I'm not saying there are painful matzavim, there are shverim matzavim, there are difficult matzavim to do, but a chizuk should be if the Rabbi Nishlam is kulei taiv, is putting me in this matzav, I am in this matzav. I am in this matzav for my own good, and I have the keichas to come out of this matzav all the better for it. That's this idea. Both yesaidus of this shtikalet are very nageya now. To realize that you're with the Rabbi Nishalaylam, and that hakara should give you a different perspective in the tzorais, in the rois, that they're not rabbis and they're not tzorais. The Eibush is doing that for you. You have to be mizbainen. What's the reason for? Nothing's happening for nothing. That's that. Now, the Saras Yimei Tshuva are called in Chazal, Kra'u B'yosei Karov. It's a Saras Yimei Tshuva. So one tends to think that the difference between a Saras Yimei Tshuva and the rest of the year, it's a difference in degree. It's a difference in level, right? Like, you know, he's only certain time, he's 5 miles away, and now it's 500 feet away, whatever. It's, well, that's that type of a thing. Rabbi Yosei Korov. Rabbi Yenis Naibishitz in Yaros Dvash says otherwise, and that's also, it's Magdil the Chesed of Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Marba the Chiyuv of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. He says there's a difference, and it's very in keeping with what we started with. A person can normally do Tshuva a whole year. We do Tshuva a whole year. But in order to be Tshuva a whole year, it's not, again, tshuva is really, again, it's a chesed from the Eibushter. It's not something that you could do yourself. In order to do tshuva, you have to have what's called in the lingo of Chazal, a hisayir is the lesato. Right? Tato, we talked about last week. A hisayir is the lesato. The person has to have that hisayir is for tshuva. Right? And then the Rabbeinu Shalom will, you know, you have to, the Rabbeinu Shalom will add, you have the one, and the Rabbeinu Shalom will add all the zeros to the check to make it the magnitude of the check. In the Lashon of Chazal, Piskuli ki Pischa shel Machat, Vani Eftach Lechem ki Pischa shel Ula. Okay? You have to have a Yisayrus Lelasata. That you could have a whole year. Zok Rabbi Yonis Naibishitz, what's the chesed of Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Even the Yisayrus, the Eibishter gives you the Yisayrus to do Tshuva. Normally, to do Tshuva, you need a Yisayrus Lelasata. And Yom Kippur, you don't need the Yisayrus de Lasata. A person is Yisayrus to do tshuva. The Eibishter puts in the person the Yisayrus to do tshuva. That means the difference between Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Nas, the Kabihi Yosei Karoiv, is not just close, it's relative, right? It's the same, just closer. It's a whole different Metzias. Here, the Eibishter gave it to you. Now, one second. If the Eibishter gave you this thing now, why don't we see everybody running to do tshuva and everybody think? The teretz is, the Eibishter gave it to you. There's a nafkamina, even in Chiyuv. The Eibishter gave it to you. If you were metamtem, if you're otum, if you're closed and insensitive to it, right? If you're insensitive to this thing, so then, as much as the Eibishter gave you the Hisayris, but you have to be sensitive to the fact, to the Hisayris. If you're so megushim, and you're so entrenched in everything else that you've rendered yourself insensitive to it, so then even that's not going to help you. Even that's not going to help you. That means, but the avodah is a total different avodah. That step, that major step that you need the whole year of the hisoiris to tshuva, that you don't need over here. What you do need is peel away the garbage, right? Peel away the stuff and take a good look at thing. And if you do that, the hisoiris to do tshuva will be there. It's there. The hisoiris to do tshuva is there. I'm not saying this pshat in the Rambam, but I have mentioned it as a possibility. The Rambam never mentions a chiyuv to do tshuva. But he says, but during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, on Yom Kippur, at the end, the culmination, there's a chiyuv to do tshuva. Then the Rambam talks in terms of a chiyuv.
And the year Hashem still helping you.
Kishibo lasis tshuva tzarich lizvadis. That's the way the Rambam says it. The Ikrim mitzvah we do it is a whole barshelam meshachachma about it. Not going into that whole thing. But what the idea is, we can understand that this leap that you have to make to make the hisayrus for tshuva can zayin. That's if you have to be holding there. You have to get there. If you do that, the way to do tshuva is kishibo lasis tshuva tzarich lizvadis. But if the Eibishter gave it to you and you covered it up with all the layers, if the Eibishter gave you something, he didn't give it to you for nothing, then you have to use what the Eibishter gave you. The Eibishter gave you now the Hisayrus for tshuva. You have the Korev Eilov, the Eibishter is Bikirbi. The Eibishter gave the Hisayrus for tshuva in you. All you have to do is use it. All you have to do, it's another. But what you have to do is use it. That's already, on the one hand, it's a tremendous chesed. The Efsharis of tshuva, in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, is something that it's well beyond that of a whole year. But on the other hand, Hagufa, if you have that of Sharas to do tshuva, then the Chaymer Rachman al Atzlan of not utilizing it also becomes more chamer. These are a few timely things to think about the Shabbos. Shabbos.